Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran, parentheses, Kelly, giving you that Friday energy on a Wednesday. This is a different kind of episode. You know that Wednesdays are always the Bachelorette recap, which we will be giving you. If you look on YouTube, I have my notepad in front of me, taking trusty notes like our Francesca would on The Bachelorette. Unfortunately, Fran cannot be with us today, and Trent cannot be with us today because Trent is always golfing. Always. Trent loves golf, and we've talked about that many of times, mm-hmm. that Trent has a golf problem that he has to deal with.
It's starting to get concerning. Yes. I feel like we need to raise attention to the authorities about it because mm-hmm. it's a little out of control. Yeah, certainly.
Certainly, he's golfing. So it's Rhea, Kelly, and Noah giving you the best Bachelorette recap that you're going to find on the internet. I could promise you that.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good. Listen,
it's going to be great.
I know.
Listen, we know how people feel about
us
with The Bachelorette.
We know how they feel, which sucks because I really do like The Bachelorette. I love it. And I pay attention so much. And everybody's always like, Kelly, because I'm up against Trent. Like, I can't. How could I possibly be up against Trent? I can't. Like, he always wins. So I'm always already at the disadvantage.
It's okay because
they don't like
they
you
just,
for The Bachelorette.
They don't like me for The Bachelor or Bachelorette
cause
either.
Because you weren't ride or die for a while. You are now. Mm. I feel like you're crossing over into the time of Ride or Die for Bachelor. But I think you fell in love with Joe and Serena. Now you're a little bit of a believer. I think the tides will change.
I got six fucking pages here filled with notes, ladies and gentlemen.
You took a lot of notes
to talk about this episode. Okay, so Rhea's prepared. Kelly's prepared. And we're going to talk about this damn show, and you guys are going to like it. And like we said, we're aware. You wish Fran and Trent were here. Mm-hmm. Stop crying. Mm-hmm. Stop crying about it.
Get over it. Suck it up.
Get over it. Hop on the Rhea and Kelly train today. Choo choo. Come along.
Mom and dad are out. The kids are playing.
Yes.
It's cool. Let it happen.
The two wild sisters, daughters, the two slutty daughters are here, and we're ready to have a good time. And our little broski in the middle, Noah.
Still
little bro. You were big bro on your birthday.
Oh, I didn't realize it was just a one-day thing.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't a total promotion.
Fine,
that was just a one-day grant.
Fine, he's our big bro.
All right.
I don't even know if I don't know if I want to be a big bro.
How about he's just a triplet?
Mm. Oh, yeah! The three of us are triplets.
Okay.
And let's each describe our personalities. We're triplets, we're all the same age, but you act a little older, more mature.
Yeah.
You're like, you know, you have your wits together, but you also like to party every single night.
For sure. I'll go out all night long, but then I'll still make it to the meeting in the morning.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah, now describe
Noah.
And
like,
I.
Shut the fuck up. They're
like, okay, you guys said you were going to talk about The Bachelorette, and you guys are talking about yourselves. We're going
to
get there. We're just giving you the dynamic.
We'll get there. You
so
need
that
to know.
When you listen, you could be like, oh, I'm listening to three siblings. Now give me and Noah our assignments.
I think Noah needs to come in with a couple little quips. He's kind of quiet, he's in the background, but he comes through and he's very funny. He might arguably be the funniest. Like, if we're really breaking it all down, he might be the funniest.
Damn,
but no one really knows that because he doesn't
because he's shy. He's like my brother.
Like,
he's humble.
Yeah, it's like I talk just enough where people don't hate me.
Yeah.
Yet. They don't know enough about me to hate me.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, fair. You're the little brother or the same age brother that all the parents think, oh, he's such a good kid.
Yeah, always, but then you guys like actually know like
and we're the bad influences. Yes. Yeah. And we know that you have like a little snark behind you.
You
at
do.
All times,
we
all
know
times.
What you're doing behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. We understand. And then Rhea, I think that you're coming at us with the facts today. Like you're gonna be prepared on the same level as me, but you're going to be a little silly. You're the silly sibling. We all know
the class clown.
You're the class clown.
Could be annoying.
Silly. But you, like I said, you got all these notes. It's like you're throwing me off a little bit. You're looking the most serious. So,
my stance has me feeling extremely serious.
Yeah, you're looking
just
pretty
for real. Pretend to be Fran the whole episode.
Yeah, just be Fran.
Wait.
Just be Fran.
Okay, I'm Fran, you're Trent.
Okay.
Now everyone feels better.
Okay.
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 All right, let's get started
my trend impression.
With the Bachelorette recap.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
We started off, obviously, Michelle is talking with Tayshia a little bit, getting a little feel for the day. We know that a group date is coming, and we get a little glimpse of the guys talking about Michelle and how they feel so connected to Michelle, you know, with the rose ceremonies and the way that she looks them right in the eye. They feel like Michelle is giving them a lot of attention mm-hmm. that maybe we haven't seen with prior bachelorettes.
I will say this about I'm done being Trent. That was I was just trying.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm Rhea now
for a minute. Yes. Yeah, I'm Kelly again. I think that Michelle surprised me this episode because she speaks so intensely to people. Like that's what I've noticed this whole time. Is anybody that she's talking to, she makes it seem like they are the only man in the world and she is in love with them. And I don't know if those are her real feelings. Like, is she a compassionate person like that, or is she just like I don't know. It looks like she's staring into their souls. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know something about it. And they're
also
all in love with her.
She has beautiful eyes. She's
beautiful eyes.
So her eyes are very
but
captivating.
They're all, you can tell that these guys are like gaga for her. Yes. Like they're all, their eyes are on the floor, you know, like that cartoon style. Like it's crazy.
Yeah, they're under her spell right now. Completely. And as they should be, because I'm liking Michelle. Obviously things later on in the episode we will talk about. Mm-hmm. They have a group date, and obviously Michelle is a teacher, so things are going to be very teacher oriented, basketball oriented this episode. Mm-hmm. And they do a classroom date with fifth graders, kind of like, you know, are you smarter than a fifth grader's mm-hmm. style here. Mm-hmm. And there's one guy that really stands out in this group date, and it's Peter, for being very annoying. And now for people who, because we're not so familiar with these guys yet, but Peter is the pizzapreneur.
He's the pizzapreneur. They had them do several things. They had them do math questions. With, by the way, if you put any math question in front of me, I'm getting it wrong. I'm embarrassing myself. I think that that's rude. I think it's a little mean of Michelle to be like, hey guys, you know, let's talk about numbers. Numbers aren't everybody's thing. Maybe they can't shine. However, Peter was maybe the most obnoxious person in the world. Just like really wanting a lot of attention. Like he was acting like the class clown. He was acting like a little kid acting up in class. And I imagine someone who is a teacher would see someone behaving like that who's not a child and is like, oh, well, that's just very annoying behavior.
Yeah, I think that number one, the math questions point you brought up. Mm-hmm. I'm so fucking bad at math. Like it's embarrassing.
Bad.
I still use my fingers to
same,
count.
Same.
So if they brought math questions in front of me, the guy would be like, oh, she's stupid because I am very bad at math. I don't know how these fifth graders know what they're doing. But yeah, Peter was really annoying. But what I found even more annoying than Peter in this little group date was the last question that was asked was spell narcissist, which mm-hmm. number one, fifth graders are not spelling narcissists.
Nobody is spelling that. They had them, actually, the words they had them spell the whole thing were ridiculous. They had them spell limousine. Can you spell limousine?
Yes. I'm actually a really great speller, and I'm not trying to
back. I'm a decent speller.
L-I-M-O-U-S-I-N-E, limousine.
Limousine. Yeah, I think that is how it's spelled, for sure. And then another one, too. Entrepreneur, they had them spell, which, like, you know, Mr. Pizzapreneur, yes. he knows what the hell is up. But narcissist felt like a last-minute producer plan. Like, oh, tell him, say narcissist. And then we got our boy Will. I think
yes,
it was Will.
Will,
instead of writing narcissist, ha-ha, writes Peter's name. And I'll be honest, I laughed out loud. I was glad that somebody did that because Peter was so annoying.
You know what made me laugh? Were the kids laughing.
Yeah.
Like, the kids were like, he wrote narcissist. Like, literally, I did not know what a narcissist was till like 4 years ago.
The little girl was like, ha-ha, he wrote Peter. Like, really, like,
yes,
stomping
yes.
on his grave. Yeah. Like, fuck you, Peter.
Wait,
you
these
suck.
Kids
like,
you're the actually worst. Her students or just
no,
random kids?
No, these kids are paid were, actors.
I think they were. I don't
know. No, they're
I
actors. I'm telling you guys, there was a casting call that went out for young fifth graders for The Bachelorette.
There's no way
these are her students.
You're right. There's no way she knew these kids. But so, yeah, that was wild. And I think that, Peter deserved to be called out. He deserved to be, like, a little bit embarrassed because he was acting like a fool.
I'm sorry. I'm just still stuck on these kids, fifth graders, which, by the way, they probably weren't in fifth grade. They probably put out a little age range.
They were like
in 10, the casting call,
years
like
old, yeah.
Ages 10 to 15, sign up here, that type of thing.
100%.
But then we get Michelle talking to some of the guys. She talked to Brandon a little bit, and mm-hmm. I think she really likes Brandon, but in this moment, she called Brandon out for like being corny mm-hmm. and being cheesy, and like she's seeing right through that. But later on, we talk about that Brandon ended up getting the rose, so it worked out for him. But Peter and Will obviously have a little standoff because they're talking about Will writing down Peter's name for narcissist. Mm-hmm. This is where my full hatred for Peter came through. You know I love a good Italiano.
Of course.
But Peter stepped in here and was calling Will a stunad. And I just... You would never see me get on The Bachelor and start calling girls stunad or butana disgraziata.
No,
that's
no,
not.
You
don't
never.
Do that. You do that with your family in the privacy of your own home. You're not on The Bachelorette calling people stunad.
Well, it's annoying
because you're fake ass pizza man. He's not even a real fucking Italian.
Exactly. You're saying all this shit. You're saying it for no reason. It's like when people say they walk around me like gabagool.
Shut up.
What are you using these words?
I'm
going
to shut this gabagool in your mouth.
It doesn't even make sense in this conversation we're having at all. Like, he wants to like stunt his Italian stallion power. Yeah. Like, it's as if it's some shit that he can bring up and intimidate with.
Yeah. He's got cool Italian slang.
Yeah, like what the fuck are you talking about? You make pizzas. Like what the
Will was like pizza, which I actually liked.
I was
on Will's side here because
it's very much on Will's side.
Peter is very annoying. And then Michelle's trying to have a conversation with Arumide. I know how it's spelled.
Yes,
I just don't know how to pronounce it.
I do not know how to pronounce it either.
And
I heard them say it.
Michelle's trying to have a conversation
Olamide.
With him.
I think. Olumide. Very sweet. And they were having a nice conversation. And all you could hear in the background was fucking Will and Peter screaming at each other. And they were screaming at each other in a way that it didn't even look like they were looking at each other. They were just like standing apart, yelling into the air. Like, looked ridiculous.
What was the slice comment?
Oh, fuck. It was like, have a slice.
Have another slice.
Have another slice. It was something along
something
those lines.
Stupid. I'm like, why are we talking so much about Peter and his pizza? I'm over it.
He's right. Like, if anybody's on the show for clout, it's Peter and his pizza business. Because his pizza business is about to blow up because he's on the show and all we talk about is his pizza.
I will be so shocked if Peter doesn't reach out to Dave or Barstool in some capacity to do a
question.
Pizza review
100%.
After this whole thing to push his pizzapreneur little tour thing that he's got.
His little project.
Yes. Michelle ends up talking to more of the other guys. She's talking to Rick. It seems like her and Rick have chemistry. I didn't really like Rick's vibe here. I didn't like the way he was sitting with Michelle. That's just my own preference. But it seems like Michelle's into him. They were playing a little ad lib game.
The way that Rick and Michelle interact with each other is giving me early Katie and Greg vibes. And when we all liked Greg. Remember, like before he turned into like the biggest asshole of all time, Rick seems a little possessive, I think. Like that's just I get a vibe that he's like possessive. He's very jealous of the other guys, that he's trying to play it cool. And something about like he stares into her soul. Like he's another one that is just like so captivated by Michelle, really likes Michelle. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. He seems like an okay guy for the most part. He had that little Mad Libs thing come through and he's like, you know, trying to get her to... write in that they have chemistry. And at the end, it was like, oh, and at the end of the night, they share a blank and it's like a kiss and then smooching and whatever. And I think that's all nice. I think that I foresee Rick being a problem in the future with jealousy. I think he's got a jealous thing going on.
I think that's a good call on Rick's part. I'm not too invested in him just yet because I don't love him. But it seems like Michelle.
Cute?
No. That's I'm not so
I think
interested.
He is cute, but only sometimes. Like sometimes I think he looks like John Hamm, and sometimes I think he looks like he needs a nap. You know what I mean? Like I'm
yes,
like,
more so
I'm, like,
I'm on the
good?
Nap side.
Yeah, like he looks, but then I start thinking like, oh, he looks like a little bit undead or something. Like, is he a vampire?
Ooh,
like, what's his
vibe?
Like, I don't know. Yeah, something about
Zombieland.
He's
talked about this.
Yeah,
hot zombies.
Hot zombies.
Would you?
Always.
Michelle ends up talking to Peter about the yelling and the fight. Mm-hmm. She did appreciate, she was mature about this fight. Usually I feel like with past Bachelor and Bachelorettes, when a fight happens with some of the guys, the Bachelor is so quick to be like, this is a problem. Like, you're a problem.
Totally.
She was a little bit more mature about it and understood the frustration. And she was like, you just need to, after we talk, gather yourself, take a minute, and like get yourself together. Because at the end of the day, as annoying as Peter was and is, people have emotions and they're going to get worked up and they're going to get frustrated, and that's just life. And like, you need to recognize that, oh, maybe that person needs to take a minute, and maybe that does not define their entire being.
Totally agree. And also too, the issue at hand, he was called a narcissist in front of everybody, in front of on TV, and like, yeah, he was annoying, and Will was probably joking. Generally speaking, he doesn't actually think he's a narcissist.
Yeah.
Maybe he does, whatever. But yeah, I think I get pretty pissed if some like random jabroni is like, hey, what's up? Like, you're a narcissist.
Yeah.
I don't know you, but that's you now.
If
you
it was somebody that I really only knew for like a week, I'd be like, you have no idea anything about me. How are you going to say I'm a narcissist? In these situations, do you think that it's the producer whispering in Will's ear to write down Peter's name?
Sometimes I think that they will make jokes. Like, you know how when you want somebody to, like, make a joke but you want to be the one to make the joke, but mm-hmm. you don't want it like to be attached to
yes,
it.
Yes.
So you're like, wouldn't it be so funny if you did this? Or like, yeah. oh my God, what if somebody did this? Like, wouldn't that be so funny? And then you'd be like, yeah, that would be so funny. I'm going to do that.
Yes,
like,
I think
they try to make it sound like it's their own yeah. ideas when the producers are meddling a little bit.
And you get so excited when the other person's like, I'll do it.
Yeah,
you're like,
for
fuck
sure.
yes.
It's like,
you
oh,
do
definitely.
It. Yes,
yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
should do
you,
that.
And then you can all
go
laugh
ahead,
about
go
it.
Ahead.
Yeah,
yes.
yeah, yeah. But nobody's really in trouble. I think that's kind of the vibe that.
That always confuses me because I'm like, Will was quick enough to think of that on the spot.
Right.
I don't know. Would I be quick enough to think of that on the spot, especially if I didn't know the person that well?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not really sure about that.
Yeah, no. That was a tough call out.
Yeah.
Like, that could have gone terribly. Like, Peter could have freaked. I mean, they did fight or whatever, but he could have freaked out, like,
on the spot. Yeah,
you know?
Threw the desks over.
Totally.
Fifth graders getting all scared, running
100%.
Away. That could have happened. The group date ends, and Michelle gives the group date rose to Brandon, mm-hmm. which I think we could see that Michelle and Brandon have a connection.
They do. They are they're very cute. I think he's a little bit younger than her, if I'm remembering correctly. And he tried to play that corny line on her. It was just like, oh, like, you know, you're the light in the stars or whatever. Like, I don't know. He was just being lame. But she doesn't really vibe with that. Like, she's just kind of like, oh, no, I'm liking this. But I also think that you're corny. Like, you must use that line on all the girls, whatever. And then immediately he was like, damn, okay. Like, I won't try that kind of stuff on you. And then right when that part happened, I feel like they connected more in mm-hmm. being able to laugh about, like, how awkward it is that he's hitting on her.
Yes.
And how strange the whole thing is. And I think that she liked that, like, moment of silliness and realness
yeah.
from him, for sure.
I think that that is a little fun thing, to be able to tease the person you're with about their feelings for you,
totally.
Even though on the inside that you probably feel the same way,
mm-hmm.
just to test them a little bit, because you want to be able to tease the person you're with and have them still stand their ground and be like, no, I do feel these things about you, instead
yeah.
of being like, you're right, like, I was being like, or be like, yeah, I am being cheesy, but I still do like
yeah,
you.
Yeah, like, the sentiment still stands.
Yes,
I still feel this way about you, for sure.
For sure. Then we move on to the one-on-one date with Jamie, which was rock climbing.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie seems like a cool guy. You were saying this. He seems like a little bit more serious. And I asked you if you thought that it was more like a Riley type of vibe. I think he seems a little less serious than Riley.
Yeah.
But that's the vibe we got from Riley. It was like calm, cool, collected guy,
mm-hmm.
a little more serious than jokey.
I agree with that still. I think that that Jamie is, I think maybe he's just a little older, like he's
mm-hmm.
like age appropriate,
yes.
I think, and he is taking the situation very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can tell that he is into Michelle and he is wanting to do well in this show. I don't know if it's necessarily like for Michelle, but he definitely wants to do well. And the rock climbing thing, Michelle said something that I think was really important, that she's usually the coach to other people. But Jamie was coaching her during that rock climbing. Like, he was telling her, like, oh, put your foot right there, put your hand right there, really helping her. Like, she was nervous a lot while climbing
mm-hmm.
up the mountain. She's looking down, she's freaking out, and he helped her through it. And she loved that somebody else, like, kind of took control of it and took care of her, because I feel like as a teacher, she probably is feeling like, you know, she needs to provide to all these kids and she needs to be the one to help everybody, and that she wants a little bit of help for herself. So
yeah.
Jamie was there to fill that need for her.
Right. And I think that, you know, there's going to be a lot of teacher cliches and basketball cliches, like we said, but ultimately it is her life. She is a teacher. This is what surrounds her day to day. And after having Michelle on the show, I think that we did get the vibe. Oh my God, my pen just flew out of my hands.
I know. So you're being so serious. So serious.
Who
right
the
now.
Fuck is this person?
It's great.
everyone loves this side.
Mm-hmm.
I think that she's going to stick to being a teacher. I think that there are people who go on the show and they take a different career path after being on the show.
Yeah.
They taste a little bit of fame. I don't think Michelle, it depends on how it goes, because she's obviously going to get a lot of opportunities and that may come in the way. But she doesn't love Instagram. She doesn't love that social media life. I think she's going to stick to being a teacher. So having this is important. And she shouldn't, in a relationship, she shouldn't feel like she's the only one teaching the other person.
Mm-hmm.
It probably is good to feel, like you said, switch the roles around. And that was nice to see during this rock climbing date.
Mm-hmm.
Then we move into the dinner portion of the date, which got a little serious. I liked what they were talking about at the beginning of the date, where Jamie mentioned it's not always going to be rock climbing. Sometimes we're going to be going to the grocery store.
Right.
And we're going to be taking grocery store trips. And Michelle talked about her family and her parents being together for 33 years. And they still go to the grocery store together. They still do these things together.
Mm-hmm.
Humble brag. My parents still do those things, too. And I think that it's like, even shows me, and I can see where Michelle's coming from, this is like, there, because there's so many relationships nowadays you see that just like fucking people after years, they get tired of being together. Mm-hmm. They lose all their fun. They're just like not the same couple. But then you see people who have been together for 30 plus years who mm-hmm. still never leave each other's side. They still do everything together. And it's a really great example. So in Michelle's life, she has this great example. But Jamie comes in and he, you know, appreciates hearing from Michelle that she said, just be, if you don't come from an example like that, does not mean that you can't have it in the future. And I think a lot of people mm-hmm. struggle with that. They don't have good examples in their life and they think this can never be.
Right.
Where then Jamie steps in and he, it gets pretty serious. He talks about his life struggling. He said, you know, the first portion of his life was really good, and his mom had him when he was 18, and things were good. And he even thought about skipping a grade because he was always so good in school. Mm-hmm. But then his mom started dealing with a lot of mental health issues, and I think this was probably really comforting for other people who deal with this sort of thing
sure.
to watch.
Yeah,
because
definitely,
I think that a lot of times we hear about people themselves dealing with like mental health
100%.
Issues, but you don't hear about people a lot talking about their parents and like right. people. This is going to sound so, I don't even know, cheesy or whatever. People forget that parents are people too. Like they have feelings. Like
percent.
I forget sometimes about yeah. my mom's feelings and I'm like, oh my God, like
completely. And even to what you're saying, the like stable households, that yeah. it's that stability of seeing like a married couple stay for so long and be together and have that support system at home. And Jamie growing up as somebody who maybe didn't have quite that stable of a life, a lot of the pressure of his mother who was struggling fell onto him. And yeah, you never think about what happens to the kids that have to deal with that. Like, I feel like I'm always hearing, you know, all my friends are depressed. Everybody I know is depressed, like blah, 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 whatever. But you don't think about right, having to deal with a parent or a family member or somebody who's going through a hard time, and that really affects you at a young age.
Yeah.
He went on to even say about how he would be sitting in class and he would be worried while at class, being like, I wish I wasn't here at school. I wish I was home with my mom to like keep an eye on
her. Right.
Like you get that like and that watchful feeling.
Right. And that must be like dad's got to carry on with him even afterwards. He said that like him and his brother had to switch on. They would miss a lot of school. And then entering high school, it was like, you got to come to class, which mm-hmm. obviously, you know, we all know that. And he said, you know, the first time he knew his mom was dealing with a lot of mental health issues. But when he was like 12 or 13 years old, he saw his mom come out of the bathroom, like trying to slit her wrist. And mm-hmm. from that moment on, like you said,
terrible.
He would always go to school worrying. And then when he was 24, his mom took her own life mm-hmm. and that really like flipped his whole world upside down, obviously mm-hmm. as it would. And it took a little while for him to get to the point where he realized that like life does matter, people matter, his friends matter, relationships matter, and like all those things can be, because mm-hmm. something so, you know, life-changing like that can make you believe like, what is the point of all of this?
Completely.
If she couldn't find the reason, like how about myself? So completely. I feel like that was a really, really powerful moment. And you can just tell on Michelle's face how deeply she felt for Jamie in that moment. Mm-hmm. And even not knowing him well, she said, I'm really proud of you coming through this. And I think that everyone even watching that can feel that way.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that Michelle, she cried the entire time. She was just mm-hmm. like wiping tears the entire time. And I think that her being proud of him and letting him know that she was proud of him, mm-hmm. being like, I don't even know you that well, but I'm just so proud of what you've overcome, whatever. I think that that speaks a lot to her as a person. I think that she was clearly so moved by that story and clearly empathetic and just trying to be like, holy shit, I can't believe you're going through, you went through this. I admire you for being able to finally figure yourself out and be able to like continue on. And something else Jamie said that was like, you know, life is worth living. There are like relationships are worth mm-hmm. having, like just realizing all of the like little pockets of worth that you can mm-hmm. go on with in your life. The conversation was yeah. unbelievable. I
really thought it was a really good conversation. Yeah. And I think that lately more on the more recent seasons, we've been having conversations like this that mm-hmm. I think it's just important for people watching the show to be like, oh, okay, this happens to people even like going on TV. And I think that Michelle and him, like, even as serious as it is and how dark it is, mm-hmm. sharing stuff like that brings people so much closer and you see them in a different light. So
totally.
I thought that was good for Michelle and Jamie. Then we moved on to another group date the next day. And now this is where things, it's like we got the teacher vibe in the beginning.
Yep.
Now it's basketball time. Now it's Joe time.
Rhea,
it's all Rhea. Joe time.
It is all basketball, all Joe, all the time.
Yes.
There is nothing but basketball for Michelle from here on out. Like, I mean, Joe is lucky to even get enough space next to basketball. I have never seen someone so passionate about basketball. And I feel like, yes, they've mentioned she likes basketball a lot. Like, I don't know. I feel like I was not aware that she was just this crazy about basketball. She's obsessed
with it. She fucking loves basketball.
She loves it.
And let me tell you this. Joe was Mr. Minnesota basketball in 2011.
Mr. Minnesota basketball.
Big fucking deal.
Mr. Minnesota.
Big fucking deal. And she was Miss Minnesota basketball runner-up.
Runner-up. That clarification, I think, do you think that when she was telling that, being like, I was Miss Minnesota, and then she, like, last second slipped in runner-up,
yeah.
Do you think that she was gonna lie and be like, I was Miss Minnesota?
It kind of felt like that.
I thought so, too.
Because she had to be, like, runner-up and start laughing. The way she was talking about Joe and him being this star basketball player was, like, you got a little glimpse of, like, you know, there's people out there that... It's like when you really love one thing and mm-hmm. and a guy is really good at that one thing, you're so fascinated by that.
You
like
love it.
You could be the best person in the world. You could be the most open-hearted person in the world. Like, I think Michelle is so open to finding anything. Mm-hmm. But she fucking loves basketball so much that Joe being this good of a basketball player is selling her on all fronts. She does not care anything else about Joe.
Nope.
The fact that he was Mr. Minnesota basketball in 2011...
Forget it.
Fuck it.
Forget it. Like, she's ready to end the competition now. I'll be honest with you. While we were watching this, I genuinely thought, I don't know. Wait. What was I just saying? I forgot. I completely
while you were watching this, you don't know.
What just happened to me?
Did your brain just malfunction?
Yes. What were we just talking about? Mr. Minnesota? Oh. I'm so stupid. Okay. I was saying, while we were watching this, I was completely convinced that she was going to stop the show altogether. Like, she was like, all right, The Bachelorette is over. I choose Joe. End of story. Like, we're going late into the fall, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, there are no episodes left. We are done here. Joe is it. That's it.
Yes.
But what I thought was crazy that, well, how did she even know that information about Joe? The 2011 Mr. Minnesota thing, like, off the top of her head. Like, she came in like, a lot of people don't know this, but Joe actually is Mr. Minnesota 2011. It's like, Michelle, how'd you know that? Like, are you sure this man's a stranger? Like, you slid into his DMs one time. Did she also stalk his entire life? Like, I think that Michelle is obsessed with Joe and, like, always was.
Yeah.
And now they're just, like, in love.
She's fully known about Joe since 2011, which is
insane. It's a long time ago.
It's a decade ago. It is. It's a long time. And we are going to talk about the results of the group date, but first, I don't know, what I'm gathering here is that Michelle maybe wants to make a baby with Joe. Maybe wants to have a little basketball baby with Joe.
We're seeing some baby making.
We're seeing some baby making, and maybe seeing Joe and Michelle together has you thinking, I want to make a baby. Maybe you're getting a little horned up watching these two little loving basketball.
How could you not? How could you not after watching those two on the court?
And those two, oh my God, basketball gets me going.
No choice.
But nowadays, more knowledge is more power. And when you know more, you can make better decisions about your life, for your body, your health, and your future. And there aren't many bigger decisions than deciding if you want to have a baby.
Yeah. That's arguably the biggest decision.
It's a pretty fucking big decision in people's lives. They're like, do I want to have kids? Do I not want to have kids? Mm-hmm. Kids are, they change people's lives, and they're big responsibilities. And
they're alive.
That's why,
they're living.
Yeah, they are living human beings.
Yeah, they're living. They walk around.
Yes, and you have to take care of them.
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Okay, so the results of the group date. Joe was not on the team that won, but surprise, 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 there's a VIP award.
Of course.
There's an MVP award.
Yes.
That goes to Joe so that Joe can go to the hangout.
You can't be the MVP if your team lost.
You can't. You can't be. It was crazy behavior. Like, I saw
they do not give that out in the NBA. MVP award does not
imagine
go to the loser.
Tom Brady loses the Super Bowl and gets MVP.
Yeah, I was going to say, doesn't
it
Tom Brady get
it? Doesn't work. Like, I'm sure they would do that for Tom Brady, but it
for
just
real
doesn't work out that way.
It's insane. And when that all transpired, the blue team, which had like Rodney, it had Clayton, And a couple of the other guys, I forget who they are right now, who were all very good at basketball. They were a fantastic team. Like, it's as if they had played before, like a couple of pickup games. Like, they were great. The red team that Joe was on, they were terrible. Like, they did not know what they were doing. Joe was the only one who
if
knew
Joe's it. So good, he should have been able to carry the whole fucking
right? like,
team.
Exactly. But and they did. They came back from behind. They like lost, or they lost by just a point. Like, it was so close. And he, you know, it was crazy.
It was so close. It was a crazy
really
game.
Was. It was a crazy game. It was so close. Even the WNBA girls were like, these guys are pretty good. Like, it was mm-hmm. interesting to watch. But then when she's picking, like, obviously it's blue team, we're headed out to the date to after the way that she was flirting with Joe before they even started the game, like, she was at playing, you know, in front of all the guys, just playing a little pickup with him right in front of everybody, being like, oh yeah, is this a men's basketball? Like, blah, blah, blah. I was like, damn, Michelle is hot and bothered by basketball. I'm telling you.
There's a certain look in somebody's eyes when they are talking to someone they like, mm-hmm. and Michelle had that look.
Had that look like I've never seen before.
Like, you just know, and looking at Michelle, you were like, she loves Joe. She's
obsessed.
Infatuated with Joe, which is fine. Like, I mean, if she likes Joe, she likes Joe. There's a reason these guys are there. Mm-hmm. I'm just hoping it's not a fuck everybody else, I'm going for Joe immediately kind of thing, because Joe did ghost her. We need to remember that, which we will talk later on in the episode about. So Joe, he goes on the date now, mm-hmm. obviously.
So now it's the four winners plus Joe.
Because he's MVP.
Because he's MVP, yeah.
And on top of that, Joe gets the roast. So Joe loses.
It's crazy.
Joe loses.
It's crazy.
Gets MVP. First of all, and then gets the rose. She couldn't do MVP someone else, rose someone else. This guy got double awards.
Double awards. It's crazy. And also, too, I
want to
point out,
he's that good at basketball. They play more basketball together.
The only thing, though, that stops me from thinking that Michelle's not going to stop the season right now and, like, go hang out with Joe is that she made sure to make out with every single one of those guys.
Yes.
Every single one. I swear to God, in this entire episode, the only people she did not make out with on this episode were the people that went home at the end of the episode.
And you know what? That's fair.
You
that gotta
is fair.
Make
you
out
gotta
with
kiss everybody. You gotta
to
see
know
what
their
they're working
style.
With. You must. But it was the way they edited it together. It was just, it was 10 minutes of Michelle making out with different guys.
Yes.
Like, it was great.
And you know what? Good for her. Because
good for her.
She had to find out if their basketball skills aren't good, are their tongue skills good?
You gotta know.
She has to know.
You gotta know.
We move on to the pre-cocktail party. Like I said, she's wearing a great dress.
Gorgeous. That purple dress.
Oh, it was so
stunning.
Good. Amazing dress.
Stunning.
Once again, makes out with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said.
Yeah.
Besides
being
the people
stolen
that went
away
home.
In side rooms. Like,
yes.
Anybody that wasn't on the date originally is trying to catch up on some time. I think that, I forget if it was on that date the night before or with her in the new pretty dress where she's like, up against the wall making out with Nate. Like, there's all kinds of, mm-hmm. all kinds of shit going on. So
the whole thing.
She's horned up.
She is horned up for sure.
Yeah.
This is where things escalate. And now Jamie, he had a good date. We talked about this. Very serious conversation. Mm-hmm. Good for him and Michelle to open up like this. Mm-hmm. And he's talking to a few of the guys, including Martin. Very important to note that Martin was there. Martin with the blonde hair. Which
Martin
I think
with the blonde hair, which all, by the way, he was on the date. He was on the winning
yeah.
team. He is the only guy that it seemed like Michelle wasn't like dying to make out
yes.
with. Like, he was the only one who was kind of like pulled her into it. And she was like, OK,
I think his name should be Ricky Martin, because I don't
yeah.
think he looks like a Martin, but I think he looks like a Ricky Martin.
That's fair.
So Jamie's in a group with these guys and he's talking and they're talking about Joe and they're all and like Jamie brings up like, I'm not OK with this. Like, if she knew Joe before, like, I'm not OK with this. And mm-hmm. the guys are like, did she know Joe before? Like, whatever. The other guys disperse. It's mm-hmm. just Jamie and Martin. And Jamie decides to bring up to Martin that he had a friend in Minnesota one time
mm-hmm.
see Michelle out because the friend's girlfriend or whatever was like, oh, Michelle, that's Michelle
that's
the Bachelorette.
Yeah, that's Bachelorette.
And he saw Michelle with a tall, light-skinned baller.
Tall,
light-skinned baller.
Baller. B-A-L-L-E-R. Baller.
Baller, not bald guy.
Not bald guy.
Baller. And as we all know, Joe is a baller. So we have to note that.
Oh, Rio, we know that Joe
we
is a
know
baller.
Joe's a baller.
We know if we he know anything up. About Joe, it's that he's a baller.
Yes. Martin is like, did you forget this information when we were all talking just a second ago?
Yeah.
Like, what? I'm also confused by this too, because they were all talking about it, and Jamie was like, I need to know if they knew each other before. And
Jamie
then all of
shit.
A sudden, he brings out the information to Martin. Does he only trust Martin? Like, where did this come from? Why did he decide he wasn't going to tell that group? He decided he was going to tell Martin.
I thought it was weird that he only told him. The only thing I could think of is that maybe it was like a little bit of a lie or an exaggeration or something, and he was worried about it, like, getting too out of hand. Like, he was testing it out
mm-hmm.
on Martin, being like, all right, how is this guy going to react to this? And based on this reaction, I'll go do what I need to do. I'll either tell more guys or I'll just go right to Michelle.
Yeah, I think that maybe that was a smarter move, because if you told all the guys, then later in the episode we see everyone finds out, more guys would be like, it's Jamie.
Right.
Only Martin knows now.
Right.
So it's weird that Jamie waited to bring this up, but I kind of get it. He's like, I can't tell everyone. Maybe he trusts Martin. Maybe they have a friendship that we don't know about.
Yeah.
Jamie then goes and brings it up to Michelle. As soon as Jamie brings it up to Michelle, big gulp swallow from Michelle.
Big gulp.
Which when someone and brings something up.
Flutter.
Yes.
Eyelash flutter as
when
well.
When somebody brings something up to you and it's an immediate. Yep. It's gulp. Like.
Gulp.
Just like, say say that. Yes. Because you just see the big gulp. You're
yes.
Like, why did you swallow immediately when he said that? It was
eyelash,
strange.
She was like.
Yeah. Oh, like, oh, you know.
What?
Okay. You caught
Excuse
me.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Like, that's like the most eyelash flutters I've ever seen in my.
Yes.
I've never seen someone caught in a lie bigger
yeah.
than that.
And Michelle doesn't deny it to Jamie. He says the same thing he told to Martin. Michelle's booed up already. Tall, light-skinned baller. Michelle takes this as
boot up. He says it like 10 times.
But it was a good song.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Boot
up.
Yeah. Michelle takes this all as disrespectful. And like we said, she's not denying it immediately to Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
She gets a little frustrated and says she needs to take a minute alone. She doesn't want to sit with Jamie and talk about this anymore. She feels like she has to go talk to Tayshia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are your thoughts on how Tayshia is handling this with Michelle?
So my favorite thing about Tayshia, I think, is that she's good on the show. She's great with Caitlin. I think that she doesn't give a fuck about these like consoling moments. She's kind of just like, yeah, I don't know, like deal with it. Like she's just, she's no bullshit all the time.
Yeah.
So Michelle comes over and she's like, oh, like these guys they're saying this stuff and it just feels disrespectful. Tayshia's like, I mean, yeah, well, you know, what are you going to say? What are you going to do? Like, she just kind of sits there like, sounds like a you problem.
She's nodding her head like, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
She's like, yeah, all right. And she'll be like, oh, shit, okay, all right. She doesn't, like, do a whole lot with it.
Mm.
And I think I like that approach.
Yeah.
Because then Michelle's just stuck with it. And then Michelle has to do what she feels like she has to do. She's not going to get, like, real guidance. Because she, in my opinion, based on her reactions to this, seems like she's lying and that she did go out with Joe. Like, it kind of sounds like that.
Yeah. At the end of the day, Tayshia can't tell her what to do.
Sure.
So Michelle just needs an outlet to tell somebody what's happening
mm-hmm.
and then figure it out from there.
Mm-hmm.
So Michelle goes and talks to the guys now because she is frustrated at what Jamie told her.
Mm-hmm.
She addresses all the guys and she denies meeting Joe. She said, the night that everyone stepped out of the limo was the first time I met everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Joe and I did exchange a few messages. He ghosted me after two messages. It's embarrassing, but she can laugh about it now. And then she goes into talk about how she finds it offensive that because she's a woman of color and because the guy that she was probably seen out with was another person of color,
mm-hmm.
that people automatically assume they're together. And if she was out with a white guy, they wouldn't assume she was together. So it turned into a more serious conversation amongst the guys. They didn't really care about that part.
Yeah.
They're just all stuck on, did Michelle know Joe? And who's the guy telling Michelle about this Joe information?
Right. And meanwhile, Jamie is sitting there watching this information. Michelle comes in and she's like pissed off. She's like, you guys are all talking about me. Like, this is the
she
deal.
Finds it disrespectful.
She finds it disrespectful. She's trying to set the record straight. I still think like, unless Jamie is making that story up completely, it seems like a very convenient story. So
mm-hmm.
it's either a totally fake fucking story or Michelle's got some explaining to do, because that certainly does sound like Joe, like everything about it, whatever. So we'll see. But as
specifically
far as
the baller part.
The baller part.
Like somebody like saying he's a baller,
right.
I'm like, what, the fact that
also
Jamie,
how did he
like,
know he was a baller?
Like, yeah, yeah.
Would he have a basketball with him?
I'm picturing Michelle and Joe throwing a basketball back at each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, like
the baller.
Hanging out. They're like just left the gym. They've got their stuff on still.
Nike,
like, how
Nike
does that guy
bags.
Know?
Yeah. Imagine yeah, they yeah, were like,
"So, you mind if I keep my ball
yeah,
here?"
They had their like sneakers.
I saw
out
them. I saw them at Dave and Buster's, and they were playing Papa Shot the whole time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, how did he know he's a baller? Like, that's what I don't get. So I feel like.
But looking back, you can see how like rehearsed it was in his head,
because
he's like, "Oh yeah," and then my friend actually, like he just remembered, like my friend ran into and said that they saw you. Like he waited till like this moment to
and
tell
the
her.
And the smirk on his face,
the way he told the story, right? The way he told the story was very, like forced. And can you believe this?
Yeah.
Like and actually, my friends, funny enough, saw you there. Like it's he
was
just telling
like,
it a weird way.
Are people like? What did she say? She's like, is the house starting to like turn or something? And he's like, yeah, like it's getting bad. Like,
yeah, she's like, are people talking about it like in a disrespectful way? And he's like, yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think it's time to address it. And I was like, Jamie,
and like nobody's talking about it.
Martin barely reacted. He was like, all right, dude, and then walked away. And that was it. Like, that's all that has happened.
The only person that cares is Jamie. And I feel like that was kind of shady of Jamie. Jamie should have been like, he was concerned, not the guys. Michelle could have just told Jamie herself. It didn't have to be this whole big thing. But now all the guys are pissed because they're like, who the fuck is saying something to Michelle? Who's pissing her off? Because then it takes away, now the cocktail party's over.
Cocktail
party's
canceled.
Away time with everybody else, because when the Bachelorette gets mad, then she's one of the cocktail party.
Didn't this happen like last season where like the same thing happened where someone made something up and everyone was like, who said it?
I want to say it was Thomas. Wasn't it Thomas?
But I think he at least was like, it was, I said it. Like, he at least was like, it was me. And then everyone was pissed, but like.
Yeah. And then he went home.
Yeah.
And he went home right away.
But at least
like, that was the whole Aaron Thomas argument, I think. But I don't think that what Thomas had to say, I wish I could remember. I don't think it was like untrue. Like, I think there was like a little bit of.
Yeah, but there was definitely a moment where they were at least like, yeah, it was me.
Right, right. And no, Jamie just plowed right through that. Like, yeah, Michelle comes out, she's confronting everybody, she leaves. The guys now are like, you know, come on, guys. Like, who, they did a typical, like, who's pissed
who's
off?
Who's done it?
What did that like, one guy say? Doing? He was like, I mean, I'm just going to say, whoever said this, soft.
Yeah. He said it, yeah. Pussy.
Yeah. Yeah, literally.
Whoever said this is a bitch.
Yeah.
If only Aaron was there.
If Aaron were there, we would get
bro,
to the bottom of this.
Bro, yeah, you're such a bitch.
Bro, speak up. Bro, speak up. That would be Aaron.
That would have been good.
And so, yeah, so we sit there and we're watching all these guys being like, damn, fuck. Like, who's saying this shit? And then we look over, we see Jamie like, yeah, man, like, who's saying it? Like,
I don't know.
Who could be doing this? Like, this is crazy.
He's like, my mind is spinning.
Whoa.
So, like, I don't know, just in the moment, you probably don't see it, but, like, watching that, it's like, he's the most guilty guy. Like, he's, like, looking around, like, oh, I don't know.
He did look guiltiest. I think I wrote in my notes, like, Jamie looks guilty.
Yeah, looking so guilty.
They're like, can you believe this?
He's like, I have in my notes, all caps, Jamie won't come clean.
Jamie says nothing.
It would have been funny. It would have been funny if he was, like, kind of trying to defend him, be like, yeah, I mean, I'm sure they had a reason. But.
Yeah.
I'm sure the guy meant well.
Yeah. Let's not focus on who told her. Let's focus on the truth.
Let's not gang up on anyone.
Was she out with Joe?
Was she out with the baller?
You said,
was he a baller?
It sounds like he was a baller, shot caller. We saw her flirting with him in the gym 10 minutes ago. Who's at fault here, guys? We're ganging up on Joe, not Jamie.
I'm also sure that the guy's friend who told him is a really good friend.
Right. Like, he's probably just, oh, you know, what's going on?
Oh, man. All right. So we go into the rose ceremony and four people were sent home. Pardeep, PJ. PJ gave a weak ass hug. You could tell Michelle did not like that.
I actually think he was going to go like
I did. And we liked PJ. I could see him going to paradise. I don't know why, but he had a good vibe.
For sure, yeah.
So Pardeep, PJ, Daniel, and Alec are all gone. She didn't make out with any of those boys, I don't think. And the final rose goes to Peter. And you can tell on her face that she was just like, Peter. Like, she did not want to give it to Peter.
They built up this big thing, you know, last rose, and the buildup was, is she going to give a rose to Peter? Which I don't even think that she had that much of a connection with Peter. The only thing I will say for Peter is that when he did talk to her and said, like, listen, I don't know, like, I was just fighting with that guy, like, that's not usually like me, I'm in a weird situation, like, he owned up to that really quickly, and right away was like, no, I don't want to be, like, the asshole of the season.
There has to be, like, every season a producer being like, you, no matter what, you
for
have
sure.
to keep this guy.
Yeah, no,
for sure.
I think that's known that happens.
Yeah, but like, definitely. Clearly, like, this
and her face, yeah, like, her face and her tone, she was just like, Peter. Like, she just did not want to, she could have given it to any of those other guys, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And it would have been exactly the same. They want to keep Peter around because he was obnoxious during the teacher thing and he got in a fight. So he's, you know, a lightning rod for drama, apparently. And I'm out on Peter. I'm out. I wish he was not there anymore. I wish that he went home.
I think Peter's going to go home soon. Stunad, Gabagool, Lucidel.
He's got a whole side at home.
Still there, right?
Who's still
Clayton?
There?
Clayton.
Clayton's
still there.
I would have thought he was gone by now.
When Clayton got his, Clayton was like, yes. Like, he literally was psyched.
Score!
Or if he's like, pump. Clayton, you faker. Like, you're such a faker. You bachelor bitch. So, yeah, that was something.
Wait,
but I think,
what do you mean? Like, he knows?
No, he doesn't know, but we all know.
Yeah, like, we all know. But, like, in that moment, you think he still is, like,
No, in that moment, he definitely was serious. Like, he's definitely so excited. Yeah. But here we are, like, we're all falling for him. Like, he's so psyched about it. It's like, that's Mr. Bachelor. No. Something goes awry, so I won't get excited. Although, I will say, Clayton, he like when he came up to accept his rose, I was like, this man is so hot. Like, he looked so good. And something about, like, just, I don't know, the way he was moving his face, like, he looked like a star. Yeah. And so now I'm, for maybe some reason, really excited
in.
For him.
Maybe he'll sneak in. As an underrated player.
I think that he
and
might.
I say player because we're talking basketball.
Right, because we're talking basketball, of course.
Maybe he'll come off the bench.
Because ball is life, man. Ball is life.
Ball
we can never
is life.
That.
That wraps it up. I think that we
think so.
Pretty much covered everything in the episode. I think that this Joe drama is going to continue. But I do see Joe, like, making it pretty far at this point. I think that she really likes him. I think we didn't see a lot from Nate this episode, and people really liked Nate the first episode.
They had a little bit of that, like, a moment where they were making out, and he was pushing up against the wall. That was a cute thing. And then they played a little one-on-one, too. At one point, like, they're still playing fucking basketball.
Everybody's
like,
playing
down,
basketball.
I
when
wrote
Michelle
down all
was
the
playing
things.
Against him, he wasn't even like joking around, Joe. He was just like, he looked up very into it.
He's
like,
a fucking baller, dude. Of
he
course,
was so
he's
into,
gonna
it.
Be into
well,
it.
Well, I said this, and no, I'm happy you're here because I was hoping Trent would be so I could ask him this question. I feel like guys love to be gross and sweaty together after basketball. Like, ballers,
like, rub up on each other.
Ballers,
I mean, after,
they,
like
after it's over. Like, when they were all done playing that game, they were all like, you know, bros, yeah. like hanging on each other.
Let me
like,
lick your abs.
Sweaty. And I said, like, you all are so
like
sweaty.
That. No, I'm not one of them.
It's crazy. I didn't. Okay.
I cannot picture bros
like that either. But
I mean, I was like, I played hockey, and like, you're, that's just like
team camaraderie.
Camaraderie.
Sorry.
Yeah, but
team camaraderie.
No, I'm not like going out of my way to be like, yeah, let's all like get sweat on each other.
Let's like rub up on each other. Like, I feel like everybody was just like, everybody's just so sweaty and gross and like just being bros. So they're all besties now. I also, at one point, Michelle said something to Joe being like, I don't know if it's a connection with basketball, or I don't know if it's a connection with Minnesota, but we have a connection. And it was just the most serious. And I was like, she fucking loves Minnesota and she loves basketball. So here's what we can deduce from that. This man has to play basketball. So anybody who doesn't play basketball has lost already. Yeah. So if you don't
like
play, get out. So right now at this point, we got Joe, we got Nate, Clayton still play. He played
like
a good game.
Rodney played a good game. Where he's like, my coach died. Like, did he say I just found out today?
I forgot about that. Yes.
How did he find out?
Remember, like, he was FaceTiming. He FaceTimed. Someone FaceTimed him, like his grandmother or somebody who was a little, maybe his mother. It was somebody a little bit older. Was on FaceTime with him, telling him what happened. And he
it
was
seems
crying,
almost
he was
too
upset.
Good to be true. I'm sure he is. The coach is dead, but
it was funny timing. Also,
weird timing.
Weird timing.
Thanked Michelle. Funny. He thanked her after the fact and was like, "Thank you for like today was a hard day. Thank you for, you know, getting me on the court." And it's like funny that I was on the court today because, like, you know, it means a lot to me and whatever. And this like
would've
tragedy happened. It would have basically would have meant a lot to the coach. And so went on about that. But I'm telling you, basketball, whatever. If you don't have basketball in your life, you're out. You have nothing in common with Michelle anymore. Also, if you want to live anywhere but Minnesota, you got to go. You got to leave. She's never leaving Minnesota.
Also, I have to say that the first shot Michelle took, I feel like they edited it to go in. I just want to say that.
It was kind of like the
I don't
Jed
think it
shot.
Went in. It looked like it was not going in, and then they cut to a camera and it just like bounced in.
I mean, that's definitely probably what happened. You
I'm
think Michelle's
sure fake,
getting
yeah.
shots in right away? Like,
I mean,
she's a great basketball
she's
player,
She was Miss Minnesota runner-up almost.
True, true. You guys are right. But
Joe might be a good defender, though.
Yeah.
So you literally
wait,
never
that's
know.
Another thing. I had to... this was... She goes, are you a good defender? Like, she didn't say defender. It was the weirdest thing.
She just like she's probably tongue-tied.
I know what's calling out.
She's so
taken aback by Joe's basketball moves.
Right,
she can't
she's
even speak right.
She can't help herself. She's running around here being like, I am soaking wet watching this man play basketball. Yep. She cannot. She can't do anything but think about Joe's ability to play basketball.
Joe living
reason,
in Minnesota, him being a basketball coach at the school that she teaches at.
It's crazy.
Leaving her on red.
Leaving her on red.
Still not
forever.
Answering her text.
Never. He'll never answer her text again.
No. They'll just talk on the phone. But
talk on the phone only.
That wraps it up. And I hope you guys had a good time with us. I think we did a great job.
We did a good job.
I think we did a good job.
Pretty professional.
If you liked it, tweet at us that you liked it.
Yeah, let us know. Yeah. I would love to hear a little positivity.
Yeah, you know what? Why did somebody give positivity me and Kelly's
this
way?
Is like,
yeah,
this would be like a Bachelor recap. If we're just comparing it to basketball, it's like, the starters were out. The bench team, bench team, like somehow pulled out a win.
Yes,
exactly.
And they're thinking about making them the starters.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. We might need to switch in and out every once in a while. You never know. Oh, it'll never
miss you,
happen.
Fran and Trent.
Miss you, Fran and Trent, a lot.
Not to brag, but I will brag a little bit. I was in Florida this weekend. Oh. I went to my my house in Florida, saw my nono. He wasn't, I surprised him. He really wasn't that excited to see me.
You surprised him?
I did. My sister and my cousin and my aunt were there, and they didn't tell him I was coming. I was coming from Nashville. He really was not that excited to see me, but I think it's because I had a camera in his face and he got all shy. It is what it is. This is more so I could talk about that. I was in Florida. The weather kind of sucked.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
All right, everyone, we are here with a very special guest. We have Sierra Miller from Bravo Summer House and now Winter House.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are great. We are only one episode into Winter House, and we already love it. How do you feel watching it air now? Because for us, I would say right before the premiere date was released on our show, we were like, Winter House.
No, like, I think I saw that.
We're
actually
waiting. Yeah. We really need it. And then, like, the week next week, it was like October 15th is coming.
Yeah, it was like kept in a vault. There was like no teaser or anything until like maybe, okay, that 6 week mark. But I mean, a little anxiety over the first show. Try not to give away too much. Yeah. But I mean, the whole experience was wild. And now I'm watching it back and I'm like, wow, I don't really remember that first party.
Yeah.
Like, we did a lot of jello shots that night.
Yeah.
Like,
well, that's what makes the show...
The show.
Yeah. Because everybody doesn't shy away from, like, partying the way they would normally party when they're not on TV.
Right. Yeah. And I bet when the alcohol gets in the mix, you forget the cameras are around and things just start happening.
Like, I try to be super conscious. I'm like, okay, remember, there's a camera. I have a mother. I have a father. Yeah. But it's like... We're all drinking. We're all having, like, so much fun. It's hard not to, like, just go full force.
And like Fran said, we were waiting a while for this. Like, when we first heard rumblings about Winter House, we were like, oh, my God.
Because
we love Summer House. Oh, we were so excited. Because we love Summer House and, you know, Southern Charm and all those Bravo shows. And we were like, oh, we're going to get a little mixture of something. Yeah. This is going to be better. But then we were like, oh, my God. Now we have to wait so long.
Yeah.
We really had to wait for it. So us being as viewers... feeling antsy about it coming out. How did you feel in this period of time now? Because it was filmed so long ago. You've been waiting. What was that waiting period like?
Hectic. Mind you, I don't even know if I can say. I mean, like, we filmed two shows this year already. Yeah. It's like, it's just, I mean, there was so much that went down in Vermont and that you have to, like, keep a lid on. You can't really say anything. Yeah. So it's like, I don't know. You're just, like, waiting for the public to know. And then, like, you have Des Moines, who's, like, seeing us go play. We're still having to, like, live our life. And it's, like, but also keep in mind that, like, we just filmed a show and we're trying not to give away too much.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's definitely hard not to, like, talk about it because sometimes I have a thought and I just want to be, like, just put it on Instagram or something, but I can't.
For sure. from the beginning, though, like, just because, you know, you're fairly recent to Summer House.
So new.
How did you, like, originally get involved in Summer House? Because we know with, like, the Luke connection, but, like, is that really how it happened?
Yeah, honestly, I knew Luke before
I gotta be honest,
filming.
I forgot that even happened. Like, I've just been a fan of you now and forgot, like, the...
I know, we have really
because
put
you,
Luke on the back burner.
Yeah, and you really, like, just meshed so well with everybody in a way that was, like, it just seemed so natural that the Luke thing just wasn't a thing in my head after that point.
And, like, I'm kind of so glad, like, Vermont was kind of, like, let's put the summer behind us and not even think about it because, I mean, like... It, like, let's start over brand new. But, I mean, I did know Luke prior to him even being on Summer House for a few years. Like, we did try to date that whole debacle. I mean, it just didn't work out.
Classic Luke.
You know, I don't know. I try not to, like, predict the future, but I don't think that it'll work out, like, romantically in the future. But, like, we're still good friends. And, like, Vermont was, like, a good place for us to try to be friends again. And then... over the summer, just, like, trying to work on our relationship. So, like, but I did really know him before. We did hook up.
Yeah.
And, like, I'll just say that.
And then, did you feel like, from watching it, it really did, like Rhea said, seem like you got along with the girls so well.
Yeah.
Did it feel like that in the moment, too, that, like, you were like, okay, I can actually be friends with these girls?
Yeah, I think you know immediately whether you, like, vibe with someone or not. And, like, Paige and Amanda, like, sometimes it feels like we've been friends for much longer than, like, a year.
Right.
I mean, me and Paige talked about this the other night. It doesn't, it's only been a year, but feels like a really long time, not to mention we go through this ridiculous process together. Mm-hmm, yeah. So that kind of speeds up a friendship and living together too.
And you could see it through, like, we just see it through social media, but I love following all of you guys because I'm like, oh, they look like they have so much fun together. And like she said, you guys all mesh so well. And I think in seasons past, I'm like blanking on their names, but like other girls that have joined the house and you just see... Yes, Jules. You just see, like, a very sweet girl, but just like, did not...
Yeah,
I just remember. Did not go with the group in the way that you did. Like, you just, like, were your own person and really fit in well.
Like, trying to, like, immerse yourself into a new group of friends that have already known each other for so long is so hard. And then I feel like, for girls, it's difficult.
Yeah.
Like, making friends at, like, in your 20s is hard.
Yeah. Right, especially it's when you hard. Put... When you put boys in the picture.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Right? Like,
and that it all goes to shit. But honestly, I think I've realized more just how much of a girl's girl that I am. And that, like, you know, I'm always rooting for the female. And I feel like the other girls in the house are like that, too. So, like, we're kind of like very similar in those in that aspect. And, like, they're just chill as fuck. Like, not really a lot of drama, like, you know, unless it's like needed, so it's like it's kind of, it was just like easy.
The vibe I'm getting, and I could be wrong and I don't know if you're allowed to tell me this, but I'm getting the vibe that you, Amanda, and Paige had a lot of fun in Winterhouse, and that she's making a face now. Maybe there was drama, but what I'm getting is that, like, you guys just had a really good time.
Yeah, we had a fucking blast. Me and Paige got so much closer in Winterhouse. Obviously, we shared a room, but, like, just, like, our shenanigans are kind of, like, the same. And, like, we just, like, I mean, we're partying, getting fucked up, and we're going to end up in the kitchen talking and just, like, shooting the shit. And it's just, like, the perfect recipe for, like, getting closer and being friends.
Now, you brought up the room, you know, you and... Paige shared a room.
No, I brought it up.
You brought it up, and that was kind of a major theme of the,
first episode.
Was Kyle not getting the primary bedroom? And boy,
that's gonna piss Kyle off.
And Kyle, you know, was acting like Kyle. Were you guys, like, nervous that picking that room was gonna be a problem?
We were like, okay, listen, we both have a bunch of stuff. Not that Kyle and Amanda didn't have a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
But Amanda kind of was like, we don't need to have the master. We just need, like, a bathroom and a closet. We're like, okay. And there are a few other rooms that had those same, like, those same, like, things that you were looking for.
Right, closet, so,
bathroom.
Yeah.
So let's be honest, Paige needs all the room for her clothes.
Yeah, I mean, she filled up pretty much her side of the closet, and I was like, don't even come over here.
Don't even think about it.
Like, and I filled up my little section, too. It was just like, I mean, they get, and I have only been there, like, as of last summer, but they get the primary bedroom every year, and, I mean, we let them, I mean...
It's just
it wasn't that serious.
It's like, but it is such a hilarious theme across the board, specifically for Bravo shows. Like, I don't see it anywhere else.
Like, we're fighting over rooms.
except on Bravo.
You guys are traveling together the most.
Yes, you guys, we have to live together.
Like, that is always been on Real Housewives of New York. Anytime they go anywhere, it is a fight for who gets what room and who gets placed in what room.
And I'll say this about Kyle. Like, I actually really enjoy Kyle and Amanda and everybody on the show. But I think it's so funny that it's like, maybe one time be like, you know what, guys? I've been having the master all these years. You guys have it. Like, why? Like, be a little selfless.
That's why Kyle.
Yeah, of course, that's why he's going to be the way he is.
Kyle,
and that's how you get the show.
Right.
Yeah. But at the end of the day.
You get him literally, like, moping around.
Yeah, like, kicking the beer. Kicking the beer. We literally came down the stairs. We're like, there's beer everywhere. We're like, really? You're that upset?
You're throwing a temper tantrum.
But at the end of the day, it was like, we were a couple. You guys are a couple. Like, three, I think, we had to all share rooms. There wasn't enough rooms in the house, truly. Yeah. And he was fine. I mean, he did complain the entire time. but
yeah,
I mean, he tried yeah. to, you know.
They had a place to sleep.
You know, you had a place to lay your head, then you could have picked a different room. He could have picked a different room if he didn't get so drunk. Mm, that was the other part of it.
Fair.
He got really fucked up.
Now, did you know Craig and Austin before doing Winter House?
No. Not
you
at
had
all.
Not met them before.
No.
But the other girls I'm from Summer House obviously did.
Yeah, I think they had. I don't even watch Southern Charm.
Yeah.
And I refused to watch it before I went too, because I was like, what if I like that might be the
did
like
I just
deciding
say Southern House or did I say Summer House?
I'm
not sure.
You didn't say either of those.
Oh, I
she
feel like
said Southern Charm.
Yeah.
Okay.
You didn't
you said Southern
you
Charm.
Just said, I did.
Okay, yeah. You just said Craig and Austin.
I know, but I said
I think you said Southern Charm. You got it. You're good. It's all the same now. Winter House.
It's literally all the same.
Just call it Winter House.
It's just all, it's all the same now. It's amazing. So you didn't know them. So what was your like first impression of those two?
I mean, okay, we'll say like me and Austin had like, he like did slide in my DMs before the house and like we were chatting just a little bit.
Checks out.
But I didn't think that it was like on that level until like I was like talking to Hannah actually, and Hannah like had did Watch What Happens Live with him, and he was like, what's the deal with this girl? And I was like, oh, okay, maybe he's like messaging me for that. Yeah. So I was like, okay, maybe he could be interested, whatever. I'm still going so single. But like even at first, I was like, I don't think I like these guys. Like I was very turned off. They were just like loud and rambunctious, and I always tell Austin, I'm like, you guys are just like freaks of nature. You're like over 6 feet.
Yeah.
You're already large humans.
Austin's
and then
so
you're
tall.
So loud on top of that. And then you guys are screaming and fighting with each other. Like that first dinner, there was like a bigger, like it turned into like they were arguing the entire dinner. And then nobody can say anything or get a word in because they're just so rambunctious. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you guys are just like, you're a little bit too much. But then like after day three, I was like,
I kind of like them.
I could so see that, like those type of guys that are just so loud, like you mentioned. But then you hang out with them, you get to know them, you get to know a different side. You're like, these guys are awesome.
Yeah, they're fun. I mean, they're hilarious. And then together, like it was a lot of like me and Paige would be in the bathroom in the morning, like getting ready for like whether we're going skiing or whatever. You just hear Austin and Craig just fucking going back and forth, like downstairs, or like Craig being like, "You're such a loser," like just stupid. Like they sound like little kids, but it's actually
they
so
really
funny.
Crack me
that
up.
Sounds like
it's
fun,
a, there's a specific way that Austin says
Craig's name. I say this all
like,
the time.
That is just
you know what
so
it is?
Different
it's
than
short,
how anybody else says.
He shorts. It's like Craig.
Craig.
Yeah, yeah. Craig. Craig. You don't understand. No, I know. It's like the way. And we all started this thing like in the house. It was like, fuck you, Craig.
Yeah.
Like, the way that Austin says it is like gold.
That's
so
amazing.
Now everyone's like, whenever you're like kind of in a pickle or something, or you're just like, just like fuck you, Craig.
Right? But I think the best thing is it's like so true everywhere that guys can just like scream at each other and yell at each other, and then the next second they're like ah, like
they're like best friends.
They're best friends.
I still don't understand it.
We could all do that.
Yeah, I was like, I've never fought with any of my female friends the way that those two fight.
Yeah,
like ever. Like they,
that's why they make good.
Yeah,
good,
they're good
reality
TV.
TV.
Yeah,
players. But it, but that's like I said, because they really do deep down love each other so much that it,
that it
works, and the combination of everyone together is so great. I actually ran into Austin in the airport this summer, and
oh, really?
He was like, "Oh, it's Lindsay's birthday weekend," and I was like, "Have fun!"
Wow, yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah, and I was like, okay,
I'm
sure we'll see that play out in 9 months.
I'm gonna keep my mouth shut on that one.
Exactly.
I like the face she made.
I was just like, oh boy, okay. But
yeah.
You also introduced like a bunch of new people onto Winter House that we have never met before, who are already, you know, taking the show by storm.
Yeah,
that Italian man.
Oh,
a hot Italian man.
Something else.
Yes.
Something else.
It's hard to like, I mean, at first it was hard to have a conversation with him.
Yeah.
It's just like,
Do you think he plays it up a little bit?
Yeah,
like,
he absolutely does. Oh my gosh. He absolutely does. Like, I mean,
like
sometimes we'll go to our restaurant and we'll go to an Italian restaurant and he'll just order everything in Italian. And we're like, perfect. I don't need anything. All I need is this. Like, he definitely plays into it. He knows he's hot.
Yeah.
He knows he's hot.
those are sometimes the worst ones.
yeah, for sure. No but comment. What was yeah. the reaction now that you guys spent time with them? Do you guys still hang out with these new people? Because you were also new, like, really not long ago.
Yeah.
So you know what it's like.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely, Julia's in between, like, Miami and New York, so I definitely, if I, like, I was in Miami, I definitely hit her up, and, like, we hang out, and whenever she comes to the city, Julia's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Like, she gets wild. She honestly fits in perfectly. Yeah. With yeah. She just is, like, crazy. Jason, I see Jason on occasion, too. I mean, like, he popped in, not too much this summer, but I haven't, it's kind of on and off. Yeah. And then Gabby, I see her, too, a little bit in the city as well. So, I mean, like when we get together, it's kind of like, yeah, it's like old times. Like, right. Where can we get a drink and
have fun
and talk shit. Yeah, yeah.
Like, have it all go down. So, yeah, they're definitely good additions.
Now, are you a skier?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank God. Yeah, I hate skiing.
You guys are going to see the footage of me. I fucking skied into a tree. Oh, like, geez. I almost broke my
it's
damn
so
wrist.
Dangerous.
It's so dangerous. Dude, it's so dangerous. Yeah. And I was pissed because I literally scorpioned. Like, fucking skied into a tree. I tumble. Amanda was like, your legs, like, touched her head. Your ski was over here. The poles were over there. And then, like, I get up and I'm like, okay, like, I have a concussion. I need to go to the hospital. Like, I'm dying. Yeah. And everyone's just, like, looking at me. I'm like, guys, help me. Like, grab a ski. Like, let's go. I'm just not very... My knees are crooked. So I, like, I can't really... skiing is not meant for me.
It's really not meant for me either.
No, friends all ski, too, and it's just, like... It's
no thanks.
They say... And I can do it. I have done it before. I have the physical capability. And they're always like, Fran, why don't you come... Like, why don't you come with us? I'm always like... I could. I just don't want to.
I think it's too dangerous. It's, like, I hate to sound like I'm not like that.
Hurt yourself,
but
maybe.
No, do you not remember when I went skiing and I flew down the mountain?
Yeah, yeah.
And that was it. Right. And then I did not go back down. I was like, if I go back down again, I'm getting seriously injured. At this, and I do not want to. It's not worth it. It's not fun. It's cold.
It is cold. Like, you have to be really coordinated.
The environment of skiing. You get some hot chocolate. You walk around. Like, I could just do that at the house.
Especially in Vermont, it is cold.
It is. Yeah. I mean, there was, like, a blizzard on, like, our last day. Like, skiing is not, I think, like, my next winter activity, I'm going to try snowboarding.
Okay.
I feel like I'm just going to try it. Skiing, I failed miserably. I have crooked knees, like I said. Like, it's just not. I wonder if skiing will be easier, but après ski, like, we're definitely, like, a professional and, like, drinking hottie toddies by the fire. Mm-hmm. Like, that's my type of, like, skiing environment.
Yes. Not actually getting
not
on
actually
the slopes.
Getting on the lift.
That's the scariest part, getting off
on the
lift.
Getting on and off the lift. I was like, oh. And then I didn't realize there was, like, a bar that goes over you.
Yeah.
So, girl, I'm just sitting in the ski lift with the shit open. Yeah, and I was like, if I fall, wait, what? Who invented this? And then somebody was like, pull the thing over you. I was like, okay, well, this is not general information or general knowledge. Right. Like, I'm clearly a novice. Like,
Getting off the lift, arguably harder than just, like, skiing down the mountain.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's just, like,
I can't wait for you guys to see my struggles. Yeah. Like, I cannot
wait. I'm excited.
Oh, man.
Now it'll make me feel better about mine.
Yeah. You will feel so much better. I literally almost got stuck on a mountain because I was like, I can't. I fell, spooked myself. I was like, I can't go down the rest of the way.
So did you go back after that, or you just were like, it was a one-time
after
thing?
After Vermont?
No. Just, like, during the trip.
Yeah. Like, I'm not a quitter. I don't want to end on a bad note.
Yeah.
So I did go down, but, like, it was rough. It was rough, I will admit.
How long were you guys there?
17 days.
Oh, okay.
That's amazing.
Trip. Yeah, that is, like, that seems like the perfect amount of time.
It's just enough time for everyone to lose their mind.
Right. Oh, yeah. Because, like,
by, like, the seventh day.
Yeah.
But like, it was, like, the last 5 days, I was like, all right. I'm ready. I love you guys, and this is so fun, but I gotta go. Like, I gotta get out of here. I'm having a meltdown. Like, I just... It was a lot.
Yeah. My favorite part of the trailer that we did get for the whole season is Paige being like, how are there three women all trying to fight for Austin Kroll? I don't understand. I don't understand. It's by far my favorite. How, like, I know we
Paige
have to
was like,
all right,
I'm just going
to
go for Craig.
At the time, Craig was still with his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, but but in that, like, could, I'm trying to phrase this right, because I know you can't tell us too much, but, like, how, were you shocked when you were like, how did I end up in another triangle on a Bravo television program?
Yeah, I mean, I need something, because, I mean, I was like, again? Damn.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't expecting it either. I was like, oh, okay, like, first of all, I didn't even really expect to like Austin. I'm gonna be.
You didn't even think he was flirting with you in the DMs.
I didn't even think that he was flirting with him. But like, honestly, my friends will be like, "You don't think anybody's flirting with you until like they're literally just like, hey, I like you." And I'm like, well, I don't know. Like, yeah, I didn't really like him at first, and then he like really grew on me, and like then I was like, okay, yeah, I like this guy. And but I didn't know like the dynamic between him and Lindsay before,
right?
And like,
I don't think we did either.
And yeah, and yeah. I mean, even like when he was like telling me about it or telling me about her and like their relationship, it seemed very platonic and like, and I don't know if he just like sold it to me in a different way, or I just did not know the extent of it at all.
Yeah.
Because I would have never voluntarily walked into that.
And it just feels like sometimes Lindsay is the queen of like
platonic friendships that are actually not platonic.
Yes. Platonic, i.e. Carl.
Yes.
But yeah. So yeah. Anyway. Anyway, no. So
wait, anyway, how about that birthday party we're going to see come up?
Yeah.
Anyway, but like Riyad said, Paige, it ended with, you know, there's making out in hot tubs.
Yeah. Oh my
Bravo
God.
Cinematography is just so top notch. I'm sure Paige was so happy. It was just like zoomed in shot of her ass on. Like,
looks great.
Incredible. Ass looked fantastic.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I was like,
sometimes that's all that matters.
Exactly. I was like, if they're going to show it, at least she looks like, fucking incredible.
Yeah. Your butt looks great.
Exactly. Now, you know, Paige has spoken about it now, but during those filming weeks, Craig was taken.
Yeah.
But now, like, looking back, do you guys say, like, ooh, I kind of feel like there was some chemistry there.
Some vibes.
I think because I roomed with her.
Yeah.
I think I knew something a little bit before everyone did, but honestly, Craig is very like, I'm not going to like pursue anything while I'm in a relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
He hates cheating. He hates anything that even feels like it in that realm. And so there was nothing non-existent in Winter House between those two. And also Paige was like with Andrea. Mm-hmm. So like, no. Like people are like, oh, they hooked up in Winter House. And it's like, no. I mean, Craig had a girlfriend and he was very set on that. And like, nobody even tried anything.
Yeah.
So it's not even.
Right.
It was so after the fact.
Yeah. Well, it's just we always joke that it's just when like two beautiful people end up together, you're just like, yeah, you're two beautiful people.
It makes sense.
We'll see it on Summer House. Right.
Or who knows?
She's like,
who knows? But no.
But you were, I mean, not to, obviously this is all great, but you were or still are a nurse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you still working as a nurse right now?
So I just moved to New York City. I am getting acclimated. I have started at like one of the hospitals in the city. But I've just been like so busy with like the show stuff and like other like things that I haven't really been able to work like full time. So I'm kind of just like on an as needed basis. If I like want to pick up a shift, I can pick up a shift. If I don't, then I won't. And just kind of keeping it current though. I got to renew my license though.
Can you tell us what your current relationship status is?
So single.
Yeah.
So single. Yeah, I love that single answer.
Yeah. Single and happy. Like I'm not on the prowl. Mm-hmm. I'm like, at this point, like, whatever comes to me is meant for me.
You
like,
and Rhea should hang out.
Yeah, where like, I am also on that wavelength.
Yeah.
I am so single, but also just like happy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not like trying anything.
No, like, I'm not going out of my way. I'm not breaking my neck. Mm-hmm. Like, it's very, like, and I just moved to New York City, so I'm like,
I
should just like ride the wave, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to push anything, you know?
No.
I feel like there's been a lot of like, kind of like triggering experiences that I've been like had to go through like lately that I'm just like, Jesus, take the wheel.
Yeah.
Like
and also just being on these shows and being around these people, sometimes it feels like people can try to manipulate people to be together, and manipulate might be the wrong word, but they're trying to set people up. Even the fans of the show want people to be together.
Like and I love that like people are invested and like they are rooting for us and whatnot in certain ways, but like also it's still very real. Like
Yeah.
Nobody really could predict like some of the matches that happened in Winter House, because they truly were so authentic.
Yeah, right.
And I'll definitely speak as like me and Austin, like very authentic, would never have guessed it, but like for the better, I think, like, I don't know, like the timing in our lives are just not right. So like, I don't know, we will see. Doesn't mean I never cast anybody like away or like I'll never, whatever, never be with them, but it's just like right here and right now, it's just like, not the ideal thing. And like, it's fine. Like, even though people are trying to like be like, hey, like, are you guys should be together.
And that's why it's also so hard too when the show comes out months later, because everyone watching is like, thinks that what is happening in the show is like still happening right now.
Yeah.
So that, I'm sure that.
And then it brings all the feelings back up.
Oh my God. Girl.
Yeah. How was Kyle and Amanda's wedding?
Oh my God.
You looked beautiful. I loved your dress.
Thank you. Thank you. She looked so beautiful. I like cried when she like came up. I was like, she just looks so effortlessly beautiful. Yeah. Like,
that is like exactly how I would describe Amanda anyway, and just in regular life.
Yeah. And it just was like, she just looked like her happiest. And I mean, like, Kyle looked amazing too. I mean, he even did an outfit change. Yeah. Like,
of course.
Like, he looked so good. His vows were beautiful. It was just like, it was a great time. Plus, I mean, the gang was all back together. Yeah. So, of course, we're drinking like little nips.
Of course.
Yeah.
Like, it looked like so much fun. Obviously, the pictures were so beautiful. And are we going to see that? Is it filmed? I'm looking at you.
You're looking at me.
Because I don't want to get her in trouble. So I'm like, I'm going to look at you, but I want her to answer.
From my personal viewpoint, I did see some cameras in the background of some
the photos.
Just my own personal observation.
Oh, I saw that too on the dance floor. Yes, we did see that. Well, Ciara, we are so happy that you came, and we are so excited for the rest of Winter House.
Crazy is it gonna get?
Oh man, you'll just have to see. Guys, it's a mess. It wouldn't be a mess.
Is what we love on these shows. I'm sorry. But that's what we enjoy.
No, but it's fun. I think it's gonna be really fucking hilarious. Great. Actually.
Okay. I have a feeling it's going to be. All right. That wraps it up. Thank you so much for joining us. You can all watch Winter House on Bravo Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern. You know, we'll be watching.
Yes.
Summer House and now Winter House is truly up there as one of the only shows I watch when it's actually on television. Yeah.
Thank you. Like, I just love that.
Yeah. And like, I really do tune in at 9 p.m. on Wednesday. And not like that and The Fucking Bachelorette are like the only ones I watch when it's actually on TV. Yeah.
It's because we went through a weird phase where we just watched all of Summer House and we became obsessed with it.
Oh,
and
really?
We
binged it later.
I watched like three seasons in like a week. It was weird.
I need to do that.
You should.
Yeah, I should.
Yeah, look back. Yeah, look back on the people you're surrounding yourself with.
You'll watch like one and two and be like, who are these people?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Truly.
But Ciara, thank you so much.
Thank
we really appreciate
you guys
it.
For having me. I appreciate it.